Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Greetings from Paris, where I spent many happy years but never mastered the language. Nobody really does, not even the locals. That's because the French consider French to be pure, eternal, above the fray of slang and sloppiness. In practice, the national tongue is protected from corruption by the Académie Française. Since 1635, that group of scholars has coined official French equivalents for foreign and technical words. Thus, computer is ordinateur, software is logiciel. Still, foreign invaders sneak in. Conversations here are full of meetings, shopping, cocktails. France's obsession with protecting its way of life was on display in last Sunday's legislative elections. The headline is that President Macron lost his majority in Parliament and must now deal with opponents who don't share his centrist views. But the real story is that far-right parties gained much ground. These are the folks who think France is under attack from immigrants, gays, feminism, Islam, globalization. They want to withdraw from NATO, declare France a Christian country, restore its lost national glory. Sound familiar? There is a screaming irony here. France's national glory, like America's, was attained because of its historic openness to exiles, immigrants, foreign ideas. Russians fleeing the 1917 revolution made France a power in art, music, dance, science. Same for East Europeans escaping Soviet oppression, Africans and Arabs uprooted by poverty and civil war, American blacks facing racism at home. They brought France jazz and the blues, which still thrive here. Sound familiar? The French mock Americans for our factory food, sloppy dress, lack of manners, but deep down, they know they can learn much from us and the world. In recent decades, French has been overrun with exotic arrivals. My favorite is the North African word kiffé, meaning to really like something. Also, another foreign word I used to think was American. In a taxi the other day, I overheard a radio food show extolling the views of barbecue. My driver, a Haitian, was delighted. Barbecue, he announced, is from Haiti. The French use our word for it. I looked it up. Sure enough, the newest edition of the official Académie Française dictionary now includes the word barbecue. There's a lesson for America here. Don't reject foreigners and their ways. Invite them to the barbecue. They'll make us greater and much more keefable. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.